Hey, this is Tony.
Hey, this is Daryl.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
Somewhere.
Touch the microphone. Relax.
We have the backseat producers.
Very important.
So oh, man. The right levels are all over the place. No, we can bullshit a little bit, but no, nobody was saying anything.
We don't want to talk
after I started recording, so I figured I'd.
We don't want to talk about those weird hydraulic press videos.
What?
What's weird about it?
There's. This couple started making these videos of just them crushing stuff in their hydraulic press.
I've seen them on Boing Boing.
People are like losing their minds over them. I think part of it is crush fetish, but I think a lot of it is it's just mesmerizing to watch something get crushed.
I don't think it's
yeah, like 60-ton hydraulic press.
I heard you listening to this on the Young Turks, and they were like, oh, something about crush fetishes. I don't think it has anything to do with
that's
crush
different.
Fetish. Yeah, like, generally a crush fetish has to do with something completely
it's like
other than...
Yeah.
It's just incredibly interesting to see what happens to objects under these extreme circumstances.
Mm-hmm. They got another one called Hot Ball of Nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I saw somebody cook a steak with liquid, I think it was liquid copper.
Nice.
Just dumping liquid copper on the steak. And they're like, it was just running straight off the steak. Like it was just cooking it super fast. And the guy's like, it looks okay. I guess I'm just going to try to eat it. So then he ate it. He's like, it doesn't taste that bad. It needs some more seasoning.
Just don't do it with molten lead.
Yeah.
It sounds gross.
Yeah.
I mean, the copper wasn't sticking to it or anything. It just rolled
I watched
right
a video of somebody messing with... It was decommissioned but still functional MRI machine playing with it.
Drunk?
No, they weren't drunk, but they kept...
No, it went thunk when it yanks them off.
Oh, my
feet.
God. They were doing stuff like how... They were putting like ropes and stuff against the wall and putting chairs on them to see if they could get the chair to a floating point where it would just be balanced within the magnetism. They were doing some crazy shit. They're like, man, there was the people who were like reviewing the video are like, I really hope this is like legitimately decommissioned and they're not just like going to sell this to some hospital because they're doing some really fucked up shit here. They were like throwing oxygen tanks into them.
That's getting a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, with oxygen in them?
I think so.
Any sort of pressure cylinder is not a good idea.
Yeah, it's like, well, it was like 5 or 6,000 PSI in those things?
About
like,
3,000.
Well, 3,000 in scuba tanks. I thought it was
no,
more
it's
for
about,
those big
no,
tanks.
No, it's about the same.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
I also saw, have you ever seen those videos where they threw a brick in a washing machine that's old?
No.
Okay, so they have those. But somebody realized, oh, I'm going to stick giant googly eyes on this thing. And it's beautiful.
All right.
So what does it do?
It just shakes itself to death.
Okay.
Like the unbalanced.
Like, yeah, it's like especially the side loaders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They get spinning so hard off balance. They'll jump a foot, 2 feet in the air, just flying around until the tub comes out of it.
See, ours won't do that. The one we've got. Like, if it's off balance, it'll run a couple times and just shut down and then try again.
Mine knows.
Yeah.
Mine knows too.
Signal.
But these are like, I guess, older ones or maybe cheaper ones that don't know any better.
Or they're cheapo.
Yeah.
Or they've jumpered out the safety switches.
Yeah. So look that up. Washing machine with googly eyes in it with a brick.
The only thing with MRI machines, you have a fun little thing called a quench, which is kind of dangerous.
That's the girls who made my milkshake.
If they suddenly lose.
A ton of Heath bar from this. There's so much Heath bar.
I saw it sitting there.
Yeah, she sprinkled like a whole Heath bar on top of it after mixing it in.
That's
she
solid.
Back.
Yeah.
Quench in an MRI machine is when the magnetic field suddenly collapses. All that magnetic energy has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And it usually is heat. Yeah, it boils off the liquid helium in about an instant. So you now get a rapidly expanding cloud of hot, blazing helium flying at you.
Wow. Have you seen, there was a video passing around the last couple of days of printed magnetic patterns. Like they can print magnetic patterns on things. Mm-hmm. So like the object of it, like they had an object example where you have two cylindrical magnets, but there's patterns printed on them such that at one angle they pull together and can't be pulled apart, but if you twist them, they repel. So like they're like, imagine putting, you know, this will change things like safety locks for cabinets and things like that. You put it on the handle so you can close the door and it's not going to slam shut. It'll bounce. But if you twist it, if you just give it a slight twist, it locks in place. So like for small children, safety locks, that kind of thing. But they're like, we're not sure exactly how many uses we can have for it, but it was,
sounds like one.
Yeah. I think you can get more out of it.
But I mean, I could see it useful in other applications similar to that.
Yeah.
Like car hoods. Maybe I don't have to find that fucking latch anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. But you gotta find a magnet to twist it.
No, like you could just have the magnet, like, pull the lever and it just comes up.
Right.
And then to close it, you just push it down. Whereas right now I gotta, like, okay, it's the Mustang, which is sideways. Kayla's car's up. Like, just... I look like an idiot fishing around.
Or you could
for
just be
seconds.
Like me and never open the hood of your car.
That's true.
Ten doesn't exist.
I looked up how much graphene costs.
Oh?
On the way over here. I can't remember why. But anyway, it's like $200 a gram.
And what were you going to be using this for?
Filtering water, I think, is what started
That's
this conversation.
We looked it up. Alex was shocked to learn that we still filter our water with charcoal.
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
I know.
That's what Adam said. I feel like in like 2,000 years we should have, you know, figured something out. I mean, we have with like reverse osmosis filters.
What is wrong with me?
You're having some serious difficulties over there.
I'm a monster.
You've got it. It just went all down your front too now.
No, I didn't put my hair in my milkshake.
Jelly.
I put the milkshake in my hair.
Uh-oh. And, get it straight, Alex.
My life is very hard.
This is hard. Go back to Sundew Valley. Or
yeah, I need. Why did I leave Sundew Valley?
Hey, Pan, I don't have any more food. Well, actually, I have chips. What am I going to give you any?
Yeah, dude, just sit down. Go away. It's fine.
No, he's going to stick around.
No,
and see
I know.
Get his little nose into something.
He'll get bored
That's
in a few minutes.
Bullshit suggestion. That talk is for quitters, Panda. You stick around, maybe you'll get some chips.
He's looking at you very longingly now.
He plays the long game. It's fine. It's he okay. knows the trick.
Something is always going to fall on the floor. I'll get it.
All right, so next week we're going to do Batman versus Superman.
In my heart, we're already doing it.
Well, that's not till next week.
Oh, not the movie.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
In my heart, we're already doing it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It?
Not the movie.
It is sex.
Shut up.
That's what I've been led to believe.
I can't believe everything.
That's what the kids are saying these days.
So I'm going to schedule some food poisoning for next Wednesday.
You're going to watch the movie?
I don't think I'm going to.
You've done too many reviews not watching the movie. You've met your quota.
Buckle up. That's two movies you have to watch because it's a sequel.
Yep.
No. You know, Star Wars was also a sequel. We all know how much homework I did on that one.
I don't think The Force Awakens was a sequel. I think it was the beginning of the third trilogy.
I think it was the beginning of the first actual trilogy.
I think it's the beginning
That's all right. I think this is legitimately the first time they're having a trilogy.
I think it's the beginning of Disney seeing how much money they can whack out of this pinata.
My guess is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they've got mine for at least two more.
At least. And you know you'll buy into at least one of the spin-off movies.
I'm not even going to deny that.
When what's his fucking face gets his own movie?
If somebody
Poe Dameron
gets
yeah.
his
goddamn movie.
Yeah.
If somebody can tell me
there.
What the fucking motivation for is for the dark side, like this would make things so much better.
The
for
dark
me.
Side.
I yeah. can't do this again.
That's
Alex.
The motivation.
I actually just listened to this podcast. I can't do it.
You couldn't listen to it?
No, I can't do this right now.
Oh, okay.
I can't argue with you about this again, because I just listened to us arguing with you about it.
Oh. Well.
It's like it never ended.
It can never end.
You haven't become less wrong since the last time this happened to me.
That seems about right. I don't feel like I've improved, so.
You haven't accepted the gospel of the force yet, so.
Tony, we're to the point in the year where there's something in your house that makes me itch.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either.
It's Tony. Tony Master's nearby.
I've gone several.
Kaylee gets the warning.
Is Tony shedding?
Several backseat producer sessions without touching the table, thinking that it was some new thing you sprayed on it, but it's not.
The table was just wiped down.
I know.
With water.
I.
A cloth and water. There's not even anything on the table.
Nothing on the table. There's something.
It's Panda.
It's not Panda.
It could be.
It's not Panda.
It's probably not.
He should be shitting like crazy, no?
No, it happened before we got Panda.
Listen, I live with a lot of shedding animals. I don't feel like that's the issue.
My grandmother has a dog that's supposedly hypoallergenic. Yeah, I'm allergic to that fucker.
What does that mean?
Like, it's not supposed to produce allergens.
It's supposed to be super low dander.
Yeah. But for whatever reason,
genetically modify dogs to...
There's just certain dogs that... have that.
Well, they've just bred them to be.
There's
that
certain
way.
Breeds that are that
cats
way.
Cats are the cats same way.
With cats, it's two things. There's an enzyme in their saliva, and it's.
Well, that was one of the first cloned. Well, one of the first commercial cloned animals after the sheep was the hypoallergenic cat. It only cost a few thousand dollars. And at the time they came out.
Did you hear that they're making a giant cloning factory in China?
Yes, and I kind of put my doubts on the thing will be kind of...
What are they cloning?
Well, they said it's primarily going to be livestock.
People!
But it's also going to venture into pets, people who want their pet like reborn again.
That's already
the thing.
And
people.
Yeah, it's already a thing, but they're like setting up a mass production facility for it.
Yeah, so they'll create probably this monocloned bunch of livestock, which will probably die within a couple of years after a virus whips through the herds.
Do you think the livestock will be alive for a couple of years?
But it depends. Like, I think cows are 2 years before they slaughter them. But either way, this isn't an issue for me anymore because my diet, the number one thing in my diet now is like algae. So,
are you a fucking blue whale?
I hear those voices of billions.
I'm a blue,
as they die.
I'm a blue whale, except I eat soil.
I can't even explain to you how much toppings is at the bottom of this as well.
Bottomings?
It's the toppings on the bottom.
Wait, do blue whales this eat is like, algae or krill?
Krill.
Alex,
the krill eat the algae.
Yes.
All right.
Blue whales are no fool. They're
you're
not
a bug.
Alex, don't test me on blue whales.
You're a water bug, Alex.
I'm okay with it. Some kid's going to pay $5 to have me in his fucking little thimble fish tank.
With the sea monkeys.
Yeah.
We lost our fish, so we can just climb in.
Oh, my God.
Panda, did you watch the movie?
Gil with two L's died. So now we're going to, after our vacation, we're going to get Gil with three L's.
Is the next one going?
It's just, we're just adding an L. The fish is always going to be named Gil. We just add an L.
You should switch to Roman numerals.
Fish charnel house over here.
So the fourth one will be Gilv, which is G-I, Roman numeral 4.
That's pretty good.
The fifth one will be Gil.
I'm actually down with that.
You've actually mean I've been here before?
Yes, you were the fourth.
Alex, feel that.
You didn't want to chase it?
You want me to fill your toppings?
Of course, it's not tasty.
Whoa.
You feel that?
Yeah. It's like sifting through like jewelry or some shit. I don't know. It's precious chocolate metals.
There's so much. It's upsetting.
Do we need to leave you alone with that?
You got a spare room, Tony, where Kayla can...
Yeah.
It was like the end of the night, so
Bernie
like,
got Bernie got Alex's O
we're
face.
Just putting everything.
And that's getting Kayla's.
Light some candles. Some soft music. Draw a bubble bath.
Vanilla candles.
Citronella? What?
Vanilla candles.
Citronella. No, Adam.
It'll keep away the sea bugs.
Yeah, I walk in the room. Oh, God, what's that smell? And I just leave.
No. That catches fire. Citronella burns.
I'm a sea bug.
We established that.
I am Krill.
Is Krill a sea bug?
Camping trip one time.
Krill's a tiny shrimp. So
it's kinda, a bug.
We had a kinda. Citronella candle that caught fire, and the citronella itself actually burns like a grease fire.
Mm-hmm.
Then it started raining, and this dude had just picked it up to move it with some pliers. He fucking got Johnny Tremaine. It was a good time.
I guess.
Not for him.
No.
Sorry, Alfred. For the second time, because Alfred was the first sorry. Your name is Alfred.
All right, so, hard candy. You know what? I never do this. I'm going to start. Kayla, what the fuck did we just watch? Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. I was just continuing our line of feel-good movies.
Yeah.
Feel-good? Starting with American History X.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I was more comfortable with American History X.
This had interesting twists to it for me, where I was trying to figure out the guilt of her target.
I was trying to figure out her motivation.
That's never clearly addressed.
I know.
Other than just revenge.
No, it absolutely is.
Is it?
I don't think you know the full story until like the very last 5 minutes.
Yeah. What's the full story?
The full story is she's already hunted down the other guy. She already knows everything.
Yeah.
She knows everything.
Yeah.
And she already did all of this already to another guy.
But her
base motivation still doesn't... There's nothing.
Her implication is that she's friends with the chick. She was friends with the chick.
Well, yeah.
This is a revenge thing.
Yeah. Right?
That was clearly the implication.
It's just vigilante justice.
There's a lot of things implied that ended up being twisted, though, too. Daryl, what'd you think?
Hated it.
Hated it?
Yes. Subject matter.
Do you hate strong female protagonists?
No, I just hate the subject matter. It just turns me off immediately. And even though the movie is well acted and it's well done, just hated it.
Were you uncomfortable with the emasculation of the only American?
I was uncomfortable with this whole damn movie from the time it started. I had to stop several times and take a breath.
Whoa. You know, the guy passed out during one of the scenes and was strapped to the table.
Legitimately?
Legitimately passed out.
Wow.
This movie deserves its R rating. In fact, if I had to rate it, I'd put X rating on it.
I wouldn't go that far.
There wasn't enough dick for that.
There was like no dick.
There wasn't any dick.
Yeah.
There was no nudity at all.
It's the implied psychological torture. It's just uncomfortable to watch.
I know. That was actually the biggest twist for me. Mm-hmm. That she hadn't actually neutered him.
I was suspecting that she hadn't. I don't know. I just kind of get the feeling with how twisted everything else was, like actually doing it, threatening to kill him or actually doing it, it just wasn't making sense. Like I didn't understand why she would have done that and not just killed him.
It didn't make sense to me until I realized that she wanted him to kill himself.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay. Now I understand why she's putting through all this. Why, like, I understand how the pieces are falling into place. But, yeah, I mean, I liked it. I probably won't watch it again. But I like this. I like this more than American History X.
Basically, the tagline for this movie is Juno plays with Night Owl's balls.
Hmm. That's true.
Tony, what'd you think?
I almost turned it off at one point within the first 20 minutes or so, just because, like...
Because the beginning was a slow-motion train wreck, and you weren't interested in watching a pedophile
lunatic
back to his house for 20 minutes
to
its inevitable conclusion.
That's exactly what it was. I was just... It just kind of disgusted me. And I didn't want to get to a point where it got there. I just didn't want to watch it. I've seen movies that played out like that, and then it went, and it wasn't pedophilia, but there's a movie called Irreversible that I cannot recommend anyone watch this movie. It's a very well-made movie, but it is psychologically damaging. It's about rape, and it's violent and vicious and on screen, and it's a very well made film, but I can't recommend anybody watch it. This movie was giving me the same kind of feeling that it's like I kind of just want this to go away. I don't want this, and so I'm glad that it didn't go there. I'm not really comfortable with where it went in the end either, but it wasn't. I found that less egregious than watching pedophilia play out on the screen.
At the beginning, I didn't feel like it was good. I didn't feel like he was trapping her. Like, it seemed very obvious to me that she was trapping him.
Yeah, well, and it didn't seem like it was a trap. It seemed like this was consensual. But at the same time, even if it's consensual, it's a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah, no.
So, dude, don't do that, you know?
But, I mean, there was a lot of foreshadowing. Like, when she was like, do my eyes lie? Or, like, does my face lie? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there was, they always tell us not to drink something that we don't see. That we didn't make ourselves.
We didn't mix ourselves, yeah.
And, but, like, it was going along where I thought, like, at first this guy was just fucking with her. And then, like, as she got in his car, I'm like, oh, fuck, no, this is not okay.
Right.
Like, this guy, does seem to be what she thinks he is.
Right. Lines kept getting crossed. And it's like, well, you could pull back from here. Nope. Well, you could pull back from there. Nope. Just kept taking it one step farther. What'd you think?
Honestly, when she got to his house, there was a moment where I was like, Ellen Page, how do you keep getting into these situations? What happened? Why do you keep ending up in these adult men's homes like this? First it was Jason Bateman, and now it's this guy. Now it's Night Owl.
And you're a lesbian.
What is the deal here? I don't know. I figured, I actually thought she was going to kill him. I was pleased that she did not kill him.
Yeah.
She says multiple times she doesn't want to kill him. It's not her intention.
Well, I mean, as not as though
well, she's not, herself not as overtly. I mean, if
character
you,
throughout the whole movie. Know,
if you psychologically destroy somebody into killing themselves, you could almost granted say that you aided and embedded it.
So what do you think?
I like this movie.
Yeah.
I saw it before. That's why I recommended it. I like this movie.
Knowing where it goes, it's like I don't know if I necessarily need to see it, but I would be a lot more comfortable watching it another time.
Yeah.
Because I understand.
No, you get. I even watching it this time, knowing what was going to happen, knowing that it wasn't going to get to that point, it still was tough to get through that first part where there's like this weird, awful flirting. Like,
yeah.
Just super uncomfortable. But I did watch it this time knowing that she was acting the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting to me. To see the things that she was doing to manipulate him.
And see, if I watch it again, that's what I'd watch it for. Like, the foreshadowing, the way she manipulates the truth. Because she goes back and tells you a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. But I kind of want to see it all play out again.
Right. Well, I mean, just watching little things, just like how she's playing coy or, you know, the body language she uses.
Yeah.
Panda, what is the deal, buddy?
Dog's he's just running back and forth carrying his toy.
Yeah, he's dog playing zoomies. With each, flipping it around. And as soon as he gets done, he'll either go lay down or he'll immediately go to the back door because he has to take a crap. He runs the poop out.
He gets pooped out.
Literally. He runs and runs and runs. It's like, now I got to go. It's time.
Like a horse. Listen, everybody's got their rituals, Tom.
Oh, and I appreciate this one because it's like, because he'll go out and he'll be done in like 3 minutes and be right back in and he'll pass out.
See, I usually convince myself that I don't have to poop until I really gotta fucking poop.
Bam!
And then wherever I'm at, it's happening.
Why is it a debate?
Yeah, why?
Because I'm usually doing something. Like, pooping isn't at the forefront of my mind. I'm like, I'm having some intestinal problems. I'm fine.
How did we get from talking about Ellen Page in a dangerous...
I forgot.
...seductive Panda. Situation to pooping rituals?
It's the algae.
It's toxic. It's taken over.
It's a living thing.
So before I forget to mention it, the symbolism in the very last shot just amused the shit out of me. Did you notice it?
Which shot?
The
which
Red
shot?
Riding Hood?
The Red Riding Hood. As she's walking through the woods, she puts the red hood on. It's like, oh, she just got the big bad wolf.
Mm-hmm. Tell me she is the wolf.
What? Ow. And she huffed and she puffed.
It was going in a weird direction.
And she got that guy to hang himself.
I don't know. When they were in the coffee shop and she was putting the moves on him, I was like, how is this guy not instantly suspicious? Like, even if this was an age-appropriate me and some chick going out, if, like, she was saying the same things to me, I would instantly be suspicious that there was something wrong. Like, she's trying to mug me. Like, I do not understand how he did not get that vibe. It was too much.
He probably felt like he had, like, some superiority or something, right? Like, they talk about that a little bit in the movie, I think.
He's concentrating on the fact that he's the liar. He already knows that he was manipulating her. He doesn't know that she knows this. So he's concentrating the fact that he has the upper hand.
Yeah.
He's the one doing the thing that's wrong. And he knows it. And she didn't see... I didn't think she seemed suspicious. I thought she was awkward and weird, like a 14... Like, she was acting the way a 14-year-old would act if they want to try to be sexy.
So, my experience with con men from watching Leverage...
Tony.
From watching Leverage... This... She was playing a con on him. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just a lie. It was she had built this layered con on him.
She honeypotted him.
Yeah, totally. Literally.
I know.
You honey digging me? Sorry.
Yeah, so it was good. I the acting was incredible. It was really good.
This is the first thing I've seen Ellen Page in where I'm like, that lady can act.
Yeah.
Everything else she's done, it has not been challenging for her.
No.
Her, like Juno and stuff like that, it doesn't really play to her, like, her true strengths. I like her in this movie as, like, this
She's weird... also not great. She's also not great live. Like interviews, in interviews and stuff. She's really dull. Like, there's not much there.
Yeah,
There's very little personality outside of the character she's playing in movies.
You ever heard an interview with Harrison Ford?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, that guy is the worst.
Well, the last movie I saw him in, he was also a fucking terrible actor.
He wasn't great. I'll agree.
He wasn't any different than he was in the previous incarnation of that character.
Why do you continually want to talk about Star Wars?
Because he really likes it.
Someone
he
who just, hates yeah. it so much, you talk about it a lot.
It's because he secretly likes it. He just wants to keep talking about it. He wants people to tell him all the good things about it. So he just keeps saying, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
No, I didn't
tell
like
me more part. Good
Why
things.
Why was it so good? I didn't think it was good.
You just reminded me
you're reminding me of all the good things.
You reminded me of a hypothesis I had while this movie was going on. I'm like, what's going to be in that safe is going to be like a fucking fleshjack, a playgirl. Like, this guy's ashamed of who he is or something like that. And then she opened it up. It's a picture of the girl that got murdered. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I was wrong. Damn. I thought it was going to turn. I thought for sure that lady at the door was going to be like a fucking FBI agent too or something.
Can we talk about that for fucking 5 minutes? Why the fuck was Sandra Oh in this movie for 2 minutes, but her name is directly next to Patrick Wilson's?
Because there's only five people in this movie. There are literally only five people in this movie.
The cast list is very small.
Fucking come on.
And Sandra Oh?
And that role was worthless. Like, no one, like, that scene was unnecessary completely. Because you think.
No, it's necessary to break the tension.
Right. Does it do that?
Yeah.
But it doesn't do that. Because now there's a new unplanned for element in there, which makes the tension worse. Because he's all up on the fucking counter, she can hear him through the door, and she's like, what's going on? And then fucking Ellen Page is trying to juggle dealing with the neighbor. And
while she's got an open wound on her forehead.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know anybody who asks that many intrusive questions. Like, even a neighbor. Like,
yeah.
Was it raining?
Especially oh, there. Especially,
did it rain?
Yeah, especially when you're...
Bitch, I'm lying to you. You know I'm... You, fucking just, you know I am. I know you know. Can you leave?
Look, I'm here just to get my Girl Scout cookie money.
Right.
I live that.
Yeah.
You, there's what? No... The exchange is, hey, here's your fucking cookies. Give me the goddamn money. That's it.
Did here, I hear
let's
something?
Let's make this go as quickly
yeah,
as possible.
It's a house that people are living in.
Hey, if I heard like, something, is that somebody getting the money? That's all I care about.
Is that the sound of your money?
Here's my problem with it. It was Chekhov's gun that never fired.
Yeah.
Like, what is the... The scene is pointless. There's no point to it.
Yeah, she never comes back as, yeah. like, a...
There's no threat. Yeah, there's no threat of potentially calling the cops. There's nothing...
And then, in the only part of the thing that could actually have tied it back together, when they are both running around the house like mad people... Zero interaction. When not a, hey, I thought you were sick. Nope.
When the gun
nope,
accidentally
I'm just
fires.
With this big-ass knife.
Yeah.
When the gun accidentally fires on a rooftop on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
You can hear that shit for like a mile.
Well, like, at that miles. Point, the rest of the
movie
rest
like
of the scene
yeah.
it's pretty
goes
quick.
So quickly, it yeah. wouldn't matter.
Right.
Oh, there's ice cream on my hair, you guys. It's bad. This is like a code 5. Ice cream hair.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that this movie made me think about was like all of the numbers that are valuable to us are assigned to us.
In what? What are you referring to?
What do you mean?
When she's trying to guess the pin code to a safe.
Mm.
Like if you think about it, like almost all series, like even pin codes for people's debit cards are a series of numbers that mean something to them. And I think about how hard it is to break that cycle. Because like some of my favorite numbers are numbers that were assigned to me that I'm pretty sure nobody would be able to figure out. But still, those were numbers that were assigned to me.
Mm-hmm.
So like the fucking FBI starts digging through my go, this is Alex's student ID number in third grade.
Oh. Like, my PIN is not a number that was assigned to me.
Yeah.
Mine is.
Was it assigned to you by the bank?
Nope.
As a PIN number?
Nope.
As a PIN?
No, it is not.
My PIN is not, but is?
It is.
At one point for a while, my PIN...
You don't know my PIN number?
Isn't it the same thing you use for everything? Because if it is, I know where it came from. And it
is
was
it Alex?
This isn't... Going out on the internet or anything.
The number wasn't assigned to me, personally.
No, but it's...
It was a number attached to a memory
yep.
that I chose. It wasn't assigned to me.
Our garage door code is a number that was assigned to me.
That's sexist.
Our garage door code is a number that was assigned to someone else.
And you didn't know how to change it?
No. No. I changed it to be a number assigned to someone else.
Oh.
So that the people who needed to could easily remember what the code was.
This is the worst conversation.
It is.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about something.
So for a while, my PIN, and it's not anymore. It was when I worked at the bank, we had a 4-digit employee ID for our department for the systems that we were using. So that was when I left the bank. For a while, I used that as my PIN. Because it was
ingrained.
3257 was my number. That was me. That was an identifier of me that was assigned to me.
Number.
No.
Not when you work for a big bank. You're not.
I became more than a number when I left.
You're more than a number. Size of your checking account.
I am almost just a number at where I work, and we definitely don't have as many employees as a big bank does.
Well, one thing this movie did kind of bring out for me is, you know, at what point does the revenge destroy the person involved in it? I mean, she's like obviously just consumed with getting these guys.
I don't think like she
And she's
cares.
Willing to... That's just it, though. At what point did she flip from being a human being to becoming this sadistic monster?
See,
I mean, what's her... The thing is, she's justifying this whole whole ordeal on getting back at the people who supposedly killed this girl.
I don't think that being a human being and a monster are mutually exclusive.
But the thing is, though, at what point does it destroy you? I mean, the old story about revenge is you dig two graves, one for your victim and one for you.
I don't feel like she was destroyed.
She dug two graves because she killed two guys. She
well, the thing is, though,
guys.
You just can't walk away from this sort of stuff and carry it with you.
I know she's gonna,
I don't know.
If you're going to be this masked Avenger, at some point it's going to, you know, where do you stop?
Kayla, if you murdered two pedophiles, I'd be okay with it.
But that's just it. If she was ever dragged into court,
so
they
now
would
that
never...
it's four, are you still okay with it, Alex?
Actually, you can kill an infinite number of pedophiles, and I'm okay with it.
But that's just it. Now you're taking the law into your own hands. At this,
well, yeah, but
I
at
mean,
a
this could
level,
still. The
that's...
thing is, if the cops she, ever is
they,
ever attached,
they literally have this conversation in the movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's trying to convince her. I mean, literally, he says the things you do wrong hurt you. They damage you. And she's like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Well, you can tell yourself that 1,000 times. It does come back to get you.
At a certain point, even if you report it to the police,
I thought she was fine.
Like the,
yeah, I don't think she's... I don't think
she's as
okay.
a society, we've just elected certain people
she's
to
like,
be in charge of taking the law into their hands.
Catch a movie?
She probably has no faith in the police because...
Mm-hmm. Well, she has no proof.
I have a feeling that...
Oh, well.
She very well
could have been a friend of this girl, or she might not have known her at all.
Mm-hmm.
She might be aware of this girl's death, and because of something that happened to her,
started
she's
hunting.
Yeah, she's a superhero now.
It seemed too personal for her not to have known the chick.
Unless the person. I think it's a little more cold and calculating that it's not quite as personal, that she doesn't know her, that it's
a cause.
Yeah.
Well, she says it at the end. She says, I'm every girl you hurt, you molested, you killed. It seems to be a bigger picture sort of thing.
Like it almost feels like this is part of this is an episode in her superhero story of killing pedophiles.
Right.
Like that's her gig.
Yeah.
See,
and at some point, something happened to her or her sister or someone that she knew, and that was her origin story of starting down this path. And
I thought that this was like super personal for her until I started thinking about how calculated every move seemed to be. Like she made a couple mistakes, like when she got hit in the head and when she got slammed against the wall. But for the most part, this seemed to be like something she's done a few times.
There's very little passion.
Well, yeah, she did the other guy.
Well,
in it.
It seems to have been more than twice, though.
There seems to be a weird correlation you guys are making that if you are calculated about something, it can't be personal to you. Like,
right.
What
I'm not saying
that
it can't
that?
Be. I'm saying I think in this instance with this character, it might not be.
I don't,
mean, this is the second time she's done it, at least.
I don't think it was because
she's already had a practice run.
If it's personal things, I feel like she would have, I don't know. It just seems like it would have been more emotional, like more...
I mean, like screaming at the guy as she was like...
Okay, so
him, she was
another...
take off his nuts, like...
Another consideration that if it wasn't personal is if it truly wasn't personal, then why wouldn't she have released all the information?
Stop.
She
did.
But we don't know if she did about the first guy.
We don't know that.
And he presumably knew the first guy, but didn't know that guy was dead.
We don't know the timeline.
Right.
I mean,
if I murdered some girl, maybe I wouldn't hang out with that person anymore. Like, I don't know. Maybe I feel like...
I don't know. It seems like you'd be bros.
I feel like I'd be like, maybe we should see other people.
Bro-lesty brothers.
For a while.
Sit on the group W bench with all the other father rapers and mother stabbers.
One of them should
Where's the bench?
One of them should have killed the other.
How do I avoid this fucking bench? Jesus.
It's at that mall that he picked her up at.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to sit in the pedophile seating. Yeah, where is that exactly?
Those benches right outside that area of the mall where the children play that there's only one exit right across from the benches.
Group W bench.
Hey, man, are you watching Silicon Valley?
No, I didn't even realize it was back on.
It's not back on yet. We're in current.
Yeah. I watched last season.
So fucking good. Goes to that park and then that guy starts screaming. He's like, I didn't come here with that guy. I just came here alone. I love the kid. You know what? I'm going to go. God damn, the show's so fucking good.
It is good. I saw you talking about it. I thought it was back on.
It's either like this week or next week that it comes back. Because it comes on,
I think it comes on right about the same time that Game of Thrones does.
That one chick, man. I hate being the only chick in this company is awful, but since there's one other chick, it's the worst because every guy that comes in here thinks that the two chicks have to be friends. Oh, do you want to sit by her? I think you guys should hang out. God damn, this show's good. And I will watch TJ Miller and just about fucking everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's consistently the best thing about everything he's in.
Yep. So, yeah, I like that they didn't tell us everything about Ellen Page's character. Like, we don't really know. But by the end, we don't know anything.
Right.
Like, everything that we've found out about her, no clue. Yeah. No clue if any of it's true. We don't even really know how old she is.
Right. 30.
Well, she was... Ellen Page, the actor, was 18 when she at the time of the movie. 17 or 18?
17.
Was it 17? I was just looking at what age she is now and how long ago it was made. So.
IMDb says 17.
I believe it. IMDb is
she also said she is a database. A fit because the director was going to drop in at some point in the movie that she was 18.
Mm.
And she's like, don't do that.
No.
That ruins it.
Mm. No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. The idea that you don't know how old she is, I think, is better.
Did you guys like the casual phone call she had in the middle of it? I'm going to get done with this earlier than I thought.
Yeah.
I'll see you later tonight. No, I'm not telling you what I'm doing.
Well, at the very end, so is she going to her grandma's? That was the only thing I could think of. Was that her grandmother she was talking to that she's going to see?
Maybe she was, mentored by her mother, and this was, passed down from mother to daughter. These fucking...
I don't need, an origin story that you guys are trying to put into it.
I don't need it, but I'm interested in talking about it. I'm interested in speculating.
What do you think this is? A movie review podcast?
I don't know. No, it's not.
Speculation isn't a review.
This isn't a dick?
What?
I thought this was a dick. We've been coming here for like a year.
Yeah, that was the worst fucking glory hole you've ever been to.
I wonder, it's like I got cotton mouth every time I leave here.
Man.
Not sure what's going on.
It dries you out. It's all foamy. I thought it was some weird new kind of condom. You guys suck.
Alex, no, you.
You've been letting me do this all.
I can't deal with what's happening right now.
All right. That probably went on too long.
I was amused. You keep going. You keep filleting my microphone. You go right ahead.
Ellen Page sure does know her way around a taser. She tased that guy a lot.
I liked him crawling up the hallway with the scalpel. She's just walking around, then she just stops.
At that point, I was curious. It's like...
What is your...
How much longer can that taser work? Aren't they, limited?
I feel like she probably had spare batteries.
Yeah. They'll go long enough to kill a couple people.
She seemed like she was on top of it.
She did.
How did she get him up on the counter?
She had the pulley system. She had him, ropes tied around his waist that she was able to hoist him up with and then get him onto the chair.
Remember? You mean on the table?
Yeah.
Oh, on the metal table?
No, on the counter. Well, no, the counter where she hung him.
Yeah, he was standing on a chair.
It was a pulley system.
She hoisted him up with rope over that beam.
Yeah.
You give me enough pulleys and rope and I can move the world at him.
The world?
I don't think you can.
I can.
I mean, I feel like you could also probably just jump up and down and say that you move the world, right? Because it is already moving.
Yeah, but I mean more than the 600 miles an hour that we're moving right now.
No, Alex.
Okay.
The one thing that distracts me when I'm watching this movie is she keeps talking about all these pictures that are up around his apartment, but I don't think you ever, like, once or twice you see, like, a poster or something.
Right.
And it's, like, a not a direct shot or...
Yeah, you see, like, a silhouette of somebody standing in front of a window in one of them.
I don't know if that's on purpose.
They were indistinguishable to me from the picture she found in the safe.
Right.
Which I thought was intentional.
Right.
And then when he stabs the picture, he stabs the crotch out of one of the chicks. Which I also thought was intentional.
Makes sense.
And it, interesting what he says at the same time he's doing it. He says, you're making me crazy.
Knife dick. Sorry.
So,
well, in that moment, he says that she revealed his true nature. He says, yes, this is me. This is who I am.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that kind of bugged me in the moment, because she kept...
Was how long that ice was on that guy's dick?
No.
Because it was a long time.
It was a long time. It had to get numb. So he had to believe that it was his bits were getting sliced off.
It's a lot of ice.
It was a lot of ice.
A lot of dick.
No, the thing that bugged me was how tightly his wrists were bound and how he kept slipping out of them and how there would have been wounds on his wrist. So she kept telling him, if you kill yourself, I'll get rid of all the evidence. It'll just look like suicide. It'll be fine. Except it won't just look like suicide, because they'll see the ligature marks on his wrists, where the ropes were biting into his wrist. Because he was violently pulling his wrists out of things, and that would not have just gone away. It would have just gotten worse.
I feel like there are a ton of problems with you kill yourself, and then that's the story.
Listen, as our residential rope expert... I'm our senior rope correspondent now. I don't know. I don't know if there would actually be ligature marks on his wrist, because it was like double layered over.
Yes.
When he was ripping his wrist out of that binding, when he actually got his hand out.
He was only in the noose standing on the chair for a little while, but he had ligature marks on his neck for the rest of the movie.
I feel like it is not her intention to make it look like a suicide.
No,
I don't think she gives a fuck.
She gives a fuck either, but I think he should have realized that all of her promises were bullshit at that point.
I think when it gets to the very end, her
after the beginning.
I think when it gets to the very end, like, it doesn't even really matter to him, cuz it's either he stays alive and people find out about this monstrous thing that he's done, or he dies and they find out and he doesn't have to deal with it. Like, you know, he's going to be dead.
What threw me off a bit, like, she wanted him to kill himself.
Yeah.
Like, she wanted him to. Because there were so many points where she could have killed him and made it look like a suicide. Like, she could have just kicked that chair out from underneath him when he was in the kitchen.
She could have drugged him and done any... Once she had him drugged, that was it.
But that's not punishment.
No.
Right. She wanted...
In her mind.
She wants her
punishment.
Revenge.
She wanted to put him through...
Wanted revenge.
I don't think she wanted revenge either. I think she just wanted...
She's the Punisher.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess revenge implies something personal, right? Where I don't know if this is really revenge for her.
It is. The thing is, she wants him to suffer as much as possible. That's her revenge, is making those people that supposedly hurt this girl suffer as much as she did.
But she doesn't make him suffer as much as possible. She doesn't actually castrate him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in terms of her inflicting damage on him, I don't think she's very proactive about doing it. The most injurious thing she does to him is in self-defense. Like, when she fakes being in the shower and he attacks her, that's when she attacks him back.
Right.
That's like the only time that she gets that physical with him, other than tying him up in various places.
It's not about physical punishment. It's
mental destruction.
It's psychological. It's pushing him to the point where he's willing to kill himself.
So can we talk for a second about the ruse of going to take a shower?
The clever ruse?
What was the point of that?
I think there are a lot of parts in this where she wants to reinforce her feelings that he's guilty.
I feel like it was a ruse to make him more desperate.
Because, like, he could have called the police, he could have escaped, but he didn't. He attacked her instead.
It creates a hopeless situation for him.
I don't think she needs proof.
I think she already knew.
She walks into this situation knowing. I think
she knows, but I think she just wants, like...
I think it's all part of a cat and mouse.
Yeah, where she's reinforcing this hopeless situation.
So we said earlier that we didn't know the timeline, but we know it's been a couple weeks.
It has to have been a couple weeks at least.
How?
Because she said something about this guy. Yeah, she said something about.
Oh yeah, she made
talking
a bunch
to him for a couple weeks.
But she could have been doing that while she's catfishing the other guy.
I don't think she knew who this guy was until after he killed the after she killed the first guy.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of gaps in the story, and I wouldn't call them plot holes. I think they're just things that they were obfuscated from the audience.
It depends on what she knows, right? If she did know this other girl, she might have known like, oh, this username is associated with her, and she could have gone from there.
So,
or something.
So one thing I really liked about this is something that. I have a real problem with the Hunger Games. Yeah, that too. I have a real problem with the Hunger Games with how much they tried to explain things. We're going to try to explain how the world works. And we're going to try to explain how the economy works. And it's so broken that you trying to explain it makes it worse. This movie didn't try to explain where she came from. It didn't try to explain the timeline. It didn't try to explain how she knew who this guy was. Did she know that they were both doing it? Did she only find out from the other guy? Don't know. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Because when you start trying to explain those things, you can start picking holes in it. Mm-hmm. The nice thing is we can speculate about how it all worked out. And in our own minds, we can come up with five different stories of how it happened. And none of them are wrong. And mm-hmm. and it doesn't make the story worse for it.
I feel like the two have to have been a time apart. Only because of her level of preparedness, right?
Right.
Like, it obviously takes a few days to get prepared for something like this.
Like, this wasn't early this morning.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Like, this isn't something she did 2 days ago, and she's like, all right, let's load up the next one.
You don't think she has, like, a go bag of saran wrap and
I mean, if she does, surgical gloves? Weird, maybe? I don't know. Maybe she got, like, a...
How she got that saran wrap around his face in so many layers so quickly? That was impressive.
Turns out when a dude's got a gun, he's going to shoot you. Like, you're motivated to do stuff.
What's funny is when he went to go get the gun, I was like, oh, she totally took the bullets out of that. Why wouldn't you? You found a gun. And then the gun goes off. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Because she was overly confident that he couldn't get into it. Yeah, it was his first mistake. He should have just backed himself up against the wall and just guarded the door. She couldn't have come in without getting plugged. The moment he started chasing after her is the moment that he puts himself back into jeopardy.
He always, I think no matter what situation he was in, he felt like he had an upper hand.
Yeah, that's just, again, that's the whole problem with his character is it just, instead of just walking out of this whole situation and short-circuiting it, he keeps trying to gain control of it again.
Well, listen, at that point, he can't leave, though.
Yeah.
He needs to stop her. To?
Yeah. Like, what's he going to do? Leave? And then she's got all of his pedophile shit there?
Either way, but the thing is, one way, if he went to the police, he could say home invasion, assault, kidnapping, and a few other things.
She got all my pedophile shit out, and then the police would be like...
He could say she dragged that in and threw it there.
No.
Yeah, this 14-year-old girl.
At that point, he's not thinking that way.
Right.
And he's also got a bruised ego.
That's true. And that's the thing.
Because this
14-year-old's getting the teenager's
this 14-year-old girl has duped him, and he can't handle it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of why he makes some rash decisions and doesn't
think things. Dick will make you do strange things.
That's true.
Well, it's even when he wakes up after she drugged him, he wakes up tied to a chair.
Yeah.
He's still trying to, like, flirt with her.
Yeah.
He's like, why am I the one getting tied up first if this is how we're going to play?
Right.
I'm like, what what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, can you get some situational awareness?
This is the weirdest roofie talk. Fucking Night Owl. God, I hate Night Owl.
This was filmed in less than 3 weeks.
You're filmed in less than
3 weeks. Wow.
And what's funny is I see that, so like, okay, 3 weeks is not a lot of time to film, but at the same time, I feel like they could have done that in less than 3 weeks.
Well, the principal photography on this thing is all dialogue. It's that's a very pretty rapid time for shooting
a
movie.
It was 18 days total.
There so, aren't a lot of
locations. Not a lot of cast locations. And a lot of props or
there
anything.
There aren't a lot of
actors.
You have like two main actors and then like
there were three others.
Three or four supporting
there was, actors. There were five people credited in the movie, and I only saw five.
And there's only two main actors, period, that we see in your time.
There are two main actors, the neighbor that comes over, and then was it the cupcake guy? Who's the other actor?
The girlfriend. Does she even have a line other than... She calls
Jeff?
Out for him.
Jeff?
But do we see her even say that? Or is it...
Yes,
is it,
you do. Yeah.
Okay, because I knew we heard her, but I don't remember seeing her mouth move.
Yes, she did. She's there calling him.
She says Jeff with a number of different inflections at the end.
Jeff?
Jeff.
The pedophile inflection, though, is the best one.
Jeff. Anything else?
Not really.
All right.
Other than the fact that one of the trivia things I had on IMDb is this has got to get a basis. The basis of this comes out of Japan, where they mentioned that girls were essentially setting up situations where they'd attack the
child predators.
They'd set them up and then they'd jump them at some point.
You got to watch out for Japanese schoolgirls, man.
Ellen Page said the hardest scene for her to shoot was the scene in Nighthawks where she had to eat so much tiramisu.
What?
Every time they'd start the scene over, she would have to continue eating the tiramisu that she had. And so they shot it so many times that she just did nothing that day but eat tiramisu.
She had to eat more tiramisu than she could ever want.
What is tiramisu?
Is that super chocolate cake that she was eating at the very beginning?
Oh, yes. After a while, you'd get really tired.
I don't like sweets to begin with, so like if you gave me something that's like super heavy in chocolate, I'd be like, we gotta do this in like two takes.
Like this milkshake is right now, this vengeful amount of Heath bar that's been shoved at the bottom.
Vengeful?
It's vengeful.
Where did you get that?
Fozzie's. It isn't usually like this. It's
we
just
we had to get it in Missouri because Illinois doesn't have milkshakes.
Yeah, they don't sell milkshakes in Illinois.
Not on Wednesdays. You didn't know that?
Right. Honestly, it had never come.
There's a teaser preview out for Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Yeah, I bet there fucking is. Poe Dameron's banging everyone in the universe.
I don't think he was alive for that story.
Probably not. Don't care.
That hoodie was actually orange.
Everyone else?
They changed in post-production.
Did they really?
To make that symbolism.
Everyone else flies like X-Wings and Y-Wings and shit. Poe is driving Finn around.
Just flying
him around. Just like...
Locked and loaded?
Just like...
Where did you get that on video? You doing that?
The first draft of the screenplay is what they used for the movie.
Wow. Wow.
There's a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, this is the director's first movie outside of music videos that he's done. A good effort. I mean, I'll give him credit. He did a great job of directing.
But there were a couple scenes where I almost got motion sick, where the camera was like spinning around, pointing at a wall, and then it spun around a little bit farther, and you were pointing at a completely different thing. Like the camera had moved,
but I wasn't
expecting it. I'm like, oh fuck!
That's to throw the audience off. Too.
You need one more hand.
One more hand.
You need one more hand, or like a normal sized thumb. Because like I can't. My thumb's not long enough to make a
like
dick.
That.
Yeah, to make a dick. It's just not long enough. Ah, fuck you guys.
Kayla's got dick thumb.
I got some dick thumb for you.
Dick thumb. Now you can make the flying around fin.
No. Get your dick thumb away from me.
Daryl just went down on his dick thumb. It was glorious.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's tried it.
Oh, this is awesome. Due to the controversial nature of the film, the budget was kept under $1 million, so the studio wouldn't ask to change anything. That's fantastic. You want to change it? We're going to need $5 more million.
I saw that it was like $995,000 was the budget or something like that.
What year was this movie made?
2005.
2005.
$955,000. Which is actually a pretty cheap movie when you think about it.
It didn't make that much opening weekend in the USA.
Well, it didn't have a big release either.
It made a shitload in the UK.
Yes.
They doubled their money in the UK alone.
And they made their money back, so it's financially successful.
In opening weekend. So...
Yes, it probably, again, this movie would have a hard time opening in the U.S.
Dude, yeah, this is one of the things like 10
years ago, and I thought that was 2002.
Like the girl with the dragon tattoo. Mm-hmm. Like I tried to watch the original one, and like I couldn't do it.
I know, it's too bad. We reviewed that, and was the rapiest movie. Yeah,
it's the rapiest movie we've ever reviewed.
But then they like remade it for American audiences.
Oh, and the David Fincher version.
It was toned down. But like I still couldn't watch that. Like it's too much.
She needed to be as rapey as it was, though.
That's
it
was, I just can't handle it.
It wasn't as good. Like it weakened the ending was much weaker. Also,
I just can't handle.
Oh, I can appreciate that because that movie was
hard to watch.
Way rapey.
The rapiest movie we've ever reviewed.
Clearly, some working titles were Vendetta and Snip Snip.
Yep.
Snip Snip is good. Vendetta is weak.
Yeah. I think this movie was aptly named,
snip,
though.
Snip.
Nevertheless, if you want to watch a very tension-filled movie, this is a good one for that.
The tension's high pretty consistently, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not an enjoyable movie to watch, though.
And the tension builds in a really creepy way. Like that really uncomfortable creep factor through the beginning.
It's like the reverse Up. As good as the opening Up is, it's like, as fucking train wrecky as this is.
And
I mean, I enjoyed watching it. I've seen it 3 times. I wonder if it has to do with the fact that I'm a girl. Like, I don't project like any discomfort or like, yeah. There's no like stigma in it for me because I'm watching it and I'm more watching Ellen Page's
character.
How long
ago was the first time you saw it?
Like 2008.
Okay.
2009, maybe.
So you've been 18, when James 19.
Lived with us. 20.
20.
21, 22, 23.
Wait, what do you mean there's no stigma for you?
Well, like, I don't...
No investment.
If you're gonna...
There's no guilt in it for me to, like...
You're not projecting yourself... If you're going to project yourself into a character that you're trying to relate to...
Right.
It's not going to be the dude.
Right.
Where, if you're projecting yourself into a character... for me, it's not going to be the 14-year-old girl.
Right.
And
I can project myself into either of these characters.
No, not once it got started. And that's not like after the first 30
well,
seconds.
I know, but
what
I feel
on.
Like no matter what, like we tend to gravitate towards
the most similar character.
Right. And not saying that I'm even close to Ellen Page's character in this movie,
because
but
the logical following to that is that the rest of us are pedophiles.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right? That's true, right?
I feel like I was the neighbor.
Yeah, I just every time that a 14-year-old girl talks to me, I assume I'm going to get hard candied. This is why when the police show up at my house asking about my 14-year-old neighbor girl, I'm like, oh, fuck, what? Great. This is what I need in my life.
Excuse me, sir. You have a 14-year-old neighbor we saw recently that you bought hard candy on iTunes.
Apple's let us know that you've bought hard candy and there's a 14-year-old girl in your neighborhood. We're going to need to bring you down to the office
they actually
until she turns 18.
They actually complied with that request.
So go ahead and pack a four-year bag.
Four-year bag. You're like, I have one ready.
Yeah. I'm just I got my waiting. Emergency go pedophile bag.
It wouldn't help if you changed your last name to something more American, sir. Trump might be president.
You know, ironically, my name was more American and then changed to my current last name.
Elias.
This is just further reasoning why this, I can't call you David because that's not the name you were born with. It's just fucking bullshit.
Who's ever said that?
I have not said it was not because of the name you were born with. It's because it's not the name I learned when I met you 10 fucking years ago. Here's the thing.
It's because you introduced yourself to me as Adam.
That's
because
we met professionally.
That's your fault.
It's not my fault.
You called Buckowitz Mike. His name was Arthur.
He introduced himself to me that professionally.
Yeah.
It was a professional context.
I never introduced myself to anyone as Paul.
Gay.
Is your first name Paul?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
My whole life is a lie.
But I don't know that, so we're fine.
Just hard candied all y'all.
Yes! That's true. So he's been hard candying us. Yeah. He's been catfishing all of us.
This is the worst honeypot.
You guys want to do a podcast? All right. You're under it's arrest. Just
a, fuck!
Yeah. It's just so I could get you guys to play Risk Legacy and beat your asses.
Backseat Predators.
Backseat bringers of nuclear fire.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I have good news. On Easter, I played Pandemic, so I remember how to play it.
Oh.
So now we play Pandemic Legacy. We almost lost. I put it on easy.
Mm.
My game was hard.
I don't have anything else for this movie. Mm-mm. What are we doing?
Superman versus Batman.
Batman versus Superman. The order's important.
It's both a complex movie, but it also the content is pretty simple.
It's straightforward.
There isn't a lot to... Yeah. There's some twists in it, but there isn't a lot to unpackage.
Also, it's not dated yet that it's a problem.
What do you mean?
Like, it's still modern enough. Like, it was made in 2005 or 2006.
Are pedophiles going out of style?
No, but there's going to be a point in time
after Chris
where...
Hansen.
Like, cell phones aren't going to be a thing.
What? Well, he did have a flip phone.
He had a flip phone. Feature but, phone, like, that's yeah. still...
And she got the girlfriend's information from his PDA. That amused that line cracked me up.
Yeah,
from his PDA.
I'm still trying to determine whether or not I feel like my uncomfortableness with the beginning scene is because I'm projecting myself into the dude or not.
Do you think that you have a natural aversion? I just have
aversion
to the subject.
I have a natural aversion to an older man being in a situation with a 14-year-old girl.
To not be, like, associated with even thinking, like, that's okay. So that's, like...
Like, you walk into a Starbucks and you're like, is that a father or daughter? I don't know. I'm leaving.
I had, like, this visceral, I want to punch that motherfucker in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like... I want him to show up right here, and I'm going to fucking take out Night Owl.
No, I don't care about that.
No, I mean, that's just me. That's
like, even with the neighbor girl, like, I don't want to be in a situation where we're alone together in any capacity. Not like I think that's going to be a problem, but if we're not ever alone together, it is most definitely not a problem.
There's an apocalypse. I need your help.
No.
Where's your mom? I know it's raining fire from the sky, but like maybe one of our neighbors are around. Go find the vampire.
Go ask the big Russian army that's invading for help. Not me. I don't need.
Yeah, the appearance of impropriety at that point is strong.
Like the reasoning borders on, like, the reasoning is the worst reasoning because it is not based in reality or fact. It's just like this lie that we've propagated, but the result of the reasoning is perfectly sound. Like, I don't want to be in a situation where there's any kind of false accusation.
So,
like, which is based on reality, but the reasoning is still 100% sound.
We were at a theme park. And there was like this 12 or 13-year-old boy who was crying because he didn't know where his parents were. and there's nobody around, and it's the four of us, my family and I. And Julie's like, well, what do we do? I said, I'll take the kids to where we're going. You go take care of that. She's like, well, I don't know what to do. It's like, I do. I will tell you, but I'm not going to do that.
From a distance.
It's going to be, you will more easily approach him. He'll be more accepting of you. And you going to anyone saying, this little boy is lost, help him find his parents, is going to be looked on much better. It's just going to be easier for everybody if you are the one doing that. It's sad that that's true, but it is. So go do that.
Yeah. It's bad reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
But.
But I can't control the way other people think. So.
Well, I don't necessarily. Given that we just watched this movie and had the exact same reaction watching that exact scene play out, it's not like I can fault someone for thinking that.
I know. I know.
And it's not like that's a wrong thing to think. Like, what's this little guy doing with this kid that's now screaming like this?
At this point, yeah, at this point, there are two of us here. This decision's not hard. One of us is going to help this boy. Go do it. It's fine. You know, that's an easy decision to make. There's nothing weird about that. It would get weird, and if it was just me and the kids, it wouldn't be weird because it would be like, let's go help him.
All of us, let's go over there.
Yeah.
Aaron, lead.
Yeah. Aaron would probably grab him by the hand and say, come on, let's go find your folks.
He wants to buy some cookies.
Yeah.
I think we beat this subject to death.
Yeah, this is one of our shorter ones.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Compared to the last couple, yeah. The last couple have been long. Plus, I think there's a lot of dead air in here. This thing's going to truncate silence really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next week, Batman v Superman. Dawn of Justice.
Stop.
I feel like it's not a Dawn of Justice. I feel like it's a...
Are you watching Better Call Saul? I can't.
I'm like five episodes behind. I've watched a couple episodes.
I watched like two episodes of it, and I was like, it's starting off really slow.
It's really good.
Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
It might be better than Breaking Bad. That's really fucking good.
Breaking Bad didn't start off this slow, though.
It did not.
Did
you watch season one of Better Call Saul?
I watched the first two episodes, and I'm like...
Also, Breaking Bad did a better job at establishing the main character as sympathetic, at least in the beginning.
And it, Breaking
Bad, Saul is consistently kind of a trash can.
Whoa. How many episodes did you guys watch of this?
I only watched one.
Oh, all right. I would watch more of
it. Does he become less of a trash can?
Have you got to the stuff with his brother yet?
I don't think he's a trash can. I think he's got...
Who's his brother?
His brother's the guy with the crazy fear of electromagnetic stuff, right? Yeah. Like, I think...
No, he's trying to commit fraud.
No.
Yes, he's got those kids.
Oh, that part, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, except for when he was.
Listen, don't bring Slip and Jimmy into this.
Listen, all the guys wanted to be him. All the girls wanted to hang out with him.
Slippin' Jimmy.
Like, there's some good parts that I've seen so far in Better Call Saul. They're just like, I don't know, just kind of dragging on. And like, I want
the first couple episodes are slower, but I think it took me about four episodes or so, and I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna stay with it, and whatever. It was like the fourth or fifth episode, whatever episode it was just like, all right, I'm in. And like, I mainlined it and just finished.
See,
the problem is that the stakes in Breaking Bad were set at a level that like, it's hard to bring them back down for the prequel.
Yeah.
It's not that the stakes are so high. It's that so far the subject matter hasn't interested me. And part of that is I don't give two shits about his brother because I dealt with a couple of those people when I worked for Geek Squad. The electromagnetic radiation's killing me. I can feel it. Shut up. That's not how this works. But.
And see, for me, the stuff with his brother was also it made him, it made Saul, Jimmy, sympathetic.
It
gave me a reason to root for him because he was compassionate to his brother. Yeah. He was a dick and he was a shyster, but he was compassionate to his brother when he knew his brother was just, man, this is stupid. Wait, that's not how that works.
Jimmy's a dick?
Kind of. Well, I mean, I think
his brother turns him into a dick.
Well, yeah.
Like, much later, his brother turns him into a dick.
But, I mean, the stuff that he did in Chicago.
Yeah, he's slipping, Jimmy. Come on. That's just some chicanery. Okay. Just some tomfoolery. That's just some innocent pretending a guy's dead in an alley so you can steal someone else's watch.
I feel like I have that to was call good. This one
like,
now.
Who's not doing that?
Chicago turned into a fucking verb.
What?
Nothing. You're talking about Chicago and Adam did a twist with chicanery. Chicanery,
no, chicanery is a word.
I know. But the way you said it, it was going to like Chicago and then it was like chicanery.
Oh, that wasn't intentional.
Oh.
I just want to use the word chicanery. Because tomfoolery didn't quite cut it.
Chicanery is a good word.
Mm.
Misadventure was a little bit too strong.
Death by misadventure.
Maybe skullduggery?
Mmm. Skullduggery is good.
Like in that game I whipped you guys at?
Fuck, you were too good at that Lords game.
Lords of Water Deep. Lords of Water Derp.
Derp.
Kills the fucking Lords coming of getting 25 point cards. Completed.
You think I'm the one to watch out for?
You're not the one to watch out for in Risk. Lana is, because she's a fucking wild card. But Kayla just, like, understands things on a level and so quickly.
It's not that she's a wild card. She's afraid to attack Tony.
That makes her Tony's greatest asset.
I know. It's because Tony suffers no attrition from her, but the rest of us do.
Have you and
I've already worked it out.
Been in any combat?
You start on opposite sides of the table every time.
I don't think so.
I don't think me and Tony
I don't think Kayla
I'm
and I
always
have...
busy with Lana.
He took your base.
Like, well, that was just couple games. Yeah, that was just ending the game.
Oh, that's just business.
That was just ending the game.
Point in the game where any attack against another player is not actually an attack on that player. It's just me finishing the game.
Right. I'm always fighting
me taking Afghanistan because it's worth 5 fucking coins or whatever it's worth now.
Right, yeah. I mean... There's at some point you can't be upset at people for doing certain things. I don't think that. Yeah,
Adam, I'm taking Mongolia. I'm sorry.
It happens.
Hey, Alex, I'm gonna take this spot from Lena. Then I'm gonna move out. You can go on through. That's fine. I just wanted a card.
I'm just letting you know.
I just wanted a card.
I'm gonna take.
This
it
is
back.
Not. This is not. This is no slight on you.
I'm glad you knew. Oh. I was on a fucking campaign. that game.
That didn't work.
Alex won that game for me.
I got Lena down to 1 fucking territory.
I know.
That was intense.
That wasn't a game at that point. That was Lena's dying. She has sinned and she's going to know about it.
She knows.
Oh, she doesn't.
She knows. I've told her.
She fucking did not go to Africa.
No, the all problem right. That game is she did.
Oh, that game, yeah.
That game, yeah. All right. See you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.